My heart was beating madly as I raced through the park. I had to get away from him, but I could hear his footsteps. He was right behind me. Then I noticed the public bathroom. I ran inside and stood there, gasping for breath. As my breathing began to come back to normal, I looked at my reflection in the bathroom mirror. I watched in terror as my beautiful face turned into something out of a horror movie. And if you think that's shocking, you'll never believe what happens at the end of this video. I hadn't had a very easy childhood, you see. To say that I was ugly was a huge understatement. Even though my parents tried to reassure me that it was what was inside that mattered, I couldn't help wishing that I hadn't been born so ugly. It was difficult for me, especially at school. The other kids would always laugh at me and call me names.
Hey, what's it like having the face of an ogre?
I learned to ignore their words, but it still hurt. The only thing that saved me was that I was really smart. At least I had that, I suppose. Imagine if I'd been ugly and dumb. Now that would have been really awful. But luckily, I'd been born with some brains, and I used them to the best of my ability. I loved entering competitions because I knew that I was sure to win. And when the kids at school saw me collecting trophy after trophy, they had to congratulate me. I remember once there was this huge science fair in our town. Everyone at school was talking about it because the first prize was $1,000.
I really could do with that money. I'm definitely going to enter. Me too! I already know what I'm going to spend the winnings on.
I laughed to myself when I heard them talking because I knew that they had no chance of winning. I'd already entered and I knew that whatever invention they came up with, there was no way it would be better than mine. And I was right. You should have seen their faces when they announced the winner.
And the first prize goes to Jessica.
As I walked to collect my trophy and prize money, a huge grin spread across my face. I looked over at all of my competitors. The disappointed look on their faces made up for all of the horrible teasing. That'll teach them to call me ugly. When I got home after the science fair, I went to show my parents the winnings. Look, Mom, Dad, I won.
That's fantastic, Jessica. Well done.
You two look a bit serious. What's going on?
You'd better sit down. We have something to tell you.
I sat down.
Your father has been offered a job in another country. We are going to be moving at the end of the month.
What? No, I don't want to move.
I'm sorry, Jessica, but we have to. This is an incredible job for your father. There is no way he can turn it down.
I felt really sad at the thought of moving. I mean, I know that the kids at school were mean to me, but at least they already knew me. Now, I was going to have to get to know a whole new bunch of kids. What if they're even meaner to me? The more I thought about moving, the more I realized that I had a great opportunity. I had the opportunity to become someone new. I could build a whole new reputation for myself. I began to come up with a plan. I just need to come up with some kind of invention. Something that will change the way that I look. I spent the next few days working on my plan. Eventually, after about 5 days, I had a breakthrough. Yes, I've got it! I'm gonna make myself a face mask, and not just any ordinary face mask. This one will convince everyone that I'm beautiful. I set to work on making my mask, and after a week, it was ready. I felt really nervous as I sat in the front of my bedroom mirror about to try it on for the first time. What if it doesn't work? What if people can see that it's a mask? But I needn't have worried. As I lifted it to my face, I suddenly became a different person. I gasped out loud when I saw my reflection. Oh my god, I'm beautiful. The mask was perfect. As soon as I put it on, it displayed another person's face. Someone beautiful. I was so proud of my new inventions. But the only problem was that it only lasted for 18 hours. I had to charge it for 6 hours through the night, and then it would last until midnight. It wasn't really that much of a problem, though. All I had to do was make sure that I was home before midnight and nobody would ever know that I was wearing a mask. When I showed the mask to my parents, they were a bit hesitant.
Are you sure you want to do this, Jessica?
Yes, definitely. This is my chance to be normal. Now that I will be going to a new school, I can start all over. No one will ever know that I'm ugly.
Well, okay then. But you know that we think you are beautiful, don't you?
Thank you, Mom, but I really want to do this. The first day at my new school was terrifying. Even though I had my mask on, I still felt really nervous. What if no one likes me? What if I don't make any friends? But I didn't need to worry. Everyone was super friendly.
Hey, you're new here, aren't you? I'm Sophie.
Hi, yeah, it's my first day. I'm Jessica.
Come and sit with us.
As I sat there chatting away to Sophie and her friends, I couldn't help but feel excited. It was so nice to feel normal, to not be constantly teased and criticized because of my appearance. And I tell you another thing that came as a shock. I suddenly started getting lots of attention from boys. I couldn't even remember how many of them asked me out. It seemed like almost every boy in the school wanted to date me. I didn't say yes to any of them though. I had my eyes on someone else. I had seen him the first day at school, but had never spoken to him. I knew that his name was Jake and that he was single because I'd asked Sophie about him. He's so cute. I wish that he would ask me out. I would definitely say yes to him.
Well, you never know. You might get to know him at the prom on Saturday night.
That would be amazing. As I got myself ready for the prom, I couldn't help but get excited at the thought of getting to know Jake. I bet he's really interesting and funny too. I noticed him as soon as I walked through the door. He was standing at the other side of the room talking to a few other boys. I walked over to where Sophie and my other friends were standing. As I passed by Jake, he looked up and gave me a smile. My heart literally skipped a beat and my stomach turned over. I blushed from head to toe.
Oh my god, Jessica, did you see that? I think he definitely likes you.
I can't believe I went bright red. I bet he thinks I'm a complete idiot.
Don't be silly, you look amazing.
Do you think so?
Of course, you're beautiful.
That's when I remembered I was wearing the mask. It was weird because even though I had a beautiful face, something inside me still felt like I was ugly. I guess it will take some time for me to get used to people thinking I'm pretty.
Jessica, he's coming over.
Oh my god, is he? What should I say?
I don't know, just be casual.
Hi there, it's Jessica, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Jake. Do you want a drink or anything?
Oh, yeah, please. A Coke, please.
Why don't you go sit down over there and I'll bring you a Coke?
Sure. Jake turned away and I smiled at Sophie. Wish me luck.
Good luck, but you don't need it.
I spent the rest of the evening chatting to Jake. It was like we had known each other forever. And I was right. He was smart and funny and had so many interesting stories. I really felt like I could talk to him for hours without running out of things to say.
We should do this again sometime. Maybe catch a movie or go out for pizza or something.
That'd be great, yeah. I'd love to.
I've had so much fun talking to you, Jessica. I can't believe what the time is.
What time is it?
It's almost midnight.
As soon as I heard that, my heart sank. I'm sorry, Jake. I just remembered, I have to go.
Wait, let me walk you home.
No. I'm fine. Panic started rising up inside me. I knew that I had to get out of there fast before anyone saw my mask change. I ran out of the building. I had no time to call for an Uber, and instead I decided to run all the way home. As I started running, I could hear Jake calling behind me.
Jessica, wait! I'll come with you!
I ran as fast as I could. When I got to the park, I decided that I would take the shortcut through it. My heart was beating madly as I raced through the park. I had to get away from him. But I could hear his footsteps. He was right behind me. Then I noticed the public bathroom. I ran inside and stood there, gasping for breath. As my breathing began to come back to normal, I looked at my reflection in the bathroom mirror. I watched in terror as my beautiful face turned into something out of a horror movie. Tears began to roll down my cheeks as I looked at my ugly face. What am I going to do? I have to get home without Jake seeing me. I waited and waited until eventually I thought that the coast would be clear. I'm sure he would have gone home by now. I peeped out of the bathroom door and I looked all around. I couldn't see Jake anywhere. Oh, thank goodness, he must have gone. I snuck out and began to make my way through the park, making sure to keep my head down. But all of a sudden, I heard a voice behind me.
Jessica?
I had no choice but to turn around and let him see my face.
Who are you? And why are you wearing Jessica's dress?
I could see the look of confusion as he looked down at my dress and then at my face. He doesn't recognize me. Maybe I still have a chance to get away with this. I turned and I started running again, but it was no use. He was faster than me and soon caught up with me. I felt him grab my arm and turn me around.
What's going on? What have you done with Jessica?
I knew that I had no choice. I had to tell him the truth. I'm Jessica. The real Jessica. I could tell by the shocked look on his face that he had recognized my voice.
But how? I mean, why?
I wear a face mask because I'm so ugly.
Jessica, you aren't ugly. You are a beautiful person. I've never had so much fun with anyone in all of my life.
But you wouldn't have asked me to go out with you if you had known how ugly I was. I started crying again.
You're wrong, Jessica. I like you for who you are, not what you look like.
But people will call me names, like they did at my old school.
I don't care what people call you. If they say bad things about you, just ignore them. You should be happy with who you are, not pretend to be someone else.
Do you really mean that?
Of course I do. So, are you going to let me walk you home now?
Yes, okay then. I couldn't believe that Jake still wanted to spend time with me. Maybe he is right. Maybe I should just try to be happy with who I am. When we reached my house, Jake took hold of my hand.
Good night, Jessica. I've had an amazing time with you. And don't forget you promised to go out on a date with me. I'm not going to let you change your mind.
Okay, I won't.
See you at school on Monday.
Bye. I went inside. My mom was standing waiting for me.
Jessica, your mask!
I know, Mom, but I don't care. I've decided I'm not going to wear the mask anymore.
That's fantastic news, Jessica. What made you change your mind?
It's not a what, it's a who. I told my mom all about Jake and what had happened in the park.
He sounds like a very sensible boy. And very kind, too.
Yeah, I think he's pretty special. He's asked me out on a date.
I think that's wonderful, Jessica.
I think it's pretty wonderful, too.